Hello?
Morning, this is Brad.
Hi, Bob.
Sorry to drop you off. It won't take a moment. I talked to Charlie Schultz this morning about the budget. He's concerned about this, just the mechanics of getting things together now. And I wonder if we should take one approach or the other.
If we had our other things in line and could possibly stand it without our tax increase, I believe I would plan to go hit my regular 60 plus figure. And then if it accentuated, you'd have to go back and get the thing. But rather than the 2 week slippage or the December, because what the whole debate's going to be about, we'll never get over this hump. They'll say we just put in a half a year for the Defense Department. And I think that they'll just murder us on it. But we've had about $1 billion that had to try to come out of Gardner's. And I think we finally got $600-700 million out. We had Shriver with his campaign. He's pointed out Martin Luther King and these fellows that don't have basic lawyer fees. Glad you don't fight your budgets that way. Adam Clayton Powell, Martin Luther King, and I don't know really. I just hung up talking to Bill Moyers. I'm trying to get him to sit with Shriver and say, if you'll let Bob McNamara take 300,000 of your boys, take care of them in the service with their education and health, and if you'll let Wirtz take 100,000 manpower training, and if you'll take 100,000 we're going to give money to go to college on, that takes care of 600,000-700,000 I haven't had before. Private industry's taking care of 2 million. If you'll just get along with what you had last year, a little over it, we'll give you the first supplemental when the war ends. And we'll take a good hunk of the military and put over in poverty if you'll ride with us. But he's going around this campaign. Bill's going to try to work it out today. Now, that's what's keeping me, this thing. I have this recommendation. I know you won't discuss it, but the thing that's really troubling me is the private economists that talk to us say that we can stand a budget of 110-112 without a tax raise. The public economists, Gardner Ackley particularly, is concerned that we may have to have one, even 110, and we ought to have one. Now, I can't get one. I just know I cannot get it.
You're absolutely right. You just absolutely destroy your great society program.
That's right. They have already told me that if I can't cut it, they will cut it. And I'm trying to get through with these fellows. If I told George Mahon this morning that I would speak to him if he eliminated the whole poverty program, he would eliminate it. Just period.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have a dollar in it. I don't care what the mayor of New York City said. He and Albert Thomas and that group, Rooney, they would eliminate it if I just wouldn't murder them. But my boys don't see it. Now, I just don't believe that we're going to be able to, if we could justify it, if we could say that our $57 billion takes care of everything except whatever it doesn't take care of, the pay from December.
We have a lot of military expenditures taken care of in the second half of fiscal 67. The expenditures for the what I'd call a normal defense department will be fully funded in the second half of fiscal 67. It's only the Southeast Asia expenditures that would not be funded for that second half. And even there, we would go ahead and fund what I call the long lead items. And this doesn't mean you're not going to be criticized.
No, I think that's right.
And unless
I think
you go to 110 or 112, your crane society is going to be gutted.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, you're the only guy I've talked to, though, that sees it. That's exactly the thing.
I don't want to go up there and take the heat of the 67. I'll tell you that.
I know that. I know
that.
Bitch,
but
I know that.
I honestly think that given the circumstances you're in, it's about the only thing to do. And then I think you're going to have to come up in June and say, well, the war is continuing. We see it more clearly today. We did in January, the future, and now we're prepared to go ahead and get war for defense. And we'll probably have to have a tax increase at that point. If you've got the Great Society of Appropriations behind you, I think you might get the tax increase.
Well, that may be what we do. When are you leaving? Thursday night?
Yeah.
Now, when are you coming back?
Well, I'm going to be back Monday night. I'll be back.
Now, where are you going?
I'm going to Aspen, Colorado.
Why can't you get a plane pick you up when you leave Aspen and come by here?
I'd be delighted to.
And then to try to come in late in the afternoon, spend the night where we can philosophize a little bit and talk, where you don't just have to run, just to, for an overnight or at least through a meal time when there don't nobody else around. There's some other things I want to talk about too. And if we have to give him any information now, I'd go on with the 57. Although I, if I can hold these others where I want them, I would shoot. I would grab them on taking 60 and 114 or something.
Well, okay. I'll try to do it both ways if I can.
I think the big study you've got to make is how you can make this appear a normal budget, unless there are other big increases in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't make these decisions on these extra troops or something until February, March, we can come in. I think they'll take a supplemental on extra decisions that follow it. But I believe if I made the decision,
yeah. I've got to put the troops in, not in South Vietnam, but I have to put the troops into our domestic strength.
Yeah.
In January. As a matter of fact, I'm doing it right now. In order to have them when you need them for February, March, or a year from then, the lead times here without calling up the reserve and guard are so great, and we're so short of certain units that we planned to use under these circumstances from the reserve and guard, that we just have to have this build up in military strength. We don't have to decide now to send it to Vietnam, but if you're ever going to have the opportunity to send it to Vietnam, we've got to go in January with man in there.
All right, we'll plan Monday night or Tuesday, getting together on this other thing. In the meantime, you try to write the best presentation you can on the 57, showing that you're not doing anything abnormal except something that you can't possibly predict. Make it as look as good as you can. And there are two other things that I would like to give some thought to in your own independent sphere. One of them is the tax phase of it, the economics, whether you think we are going to get in a runaway inflation, and just try to give a little thought to that. And the second one is what steps I could take with the horsepower I have, or with any horsepower I might bring in, that might come up with some plan of getting some talk started somewhere.
Yep.
You keep saying, which I think is exactly right, I'm open to anything that anyone suggests out of my field, if you'll just tell it. But if you don't have it, we've got to do something. And the real rocker you put out was that one out of three the other day, and everybody has never recovered from that punch. I'm afraid you could be right, and for that reason we've just got to find some of these other things. Now, I just don't have the imagination to figure out what other things we might do. I wished you and any of your boys around you that you're talking to, your Adams and the rest of them, that could think of something that we might do. I tried to get them to let me send Humphrey over with Gronowski and talk to the Poles, and just let him visit Gronowski and visit around shaking hands, but get him to approach to the Poles. State Department considered it 2 days, and Dean came back and said absolutely no.
I think it'd be an excellent idea.
Well, they said it would ruin them. They said it'd make the Russians mad. It looked like we were trying to take their daughter away from them or something. But I've got to have some things of that general type. We'll talk about it then Monday. You call me whenever you get ready to come.
Would it make any difference to you if I got there Tuesday morning?
No, that's all right.
Okay, very good. I'll be there either Monday night or Tuesday morning.
All right, trouble is, though, if you get here Tuesday morning, you're going to want to leave right immediately.
Right,
just, if you'll stay Tuesday night.
Sure, I can stay as long as you
want. All right, okay.
Thank you very much.